This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, that's the federal agency that manages what's called wildland firefighting in this economy. According to them, as of this morning, there are 83 fires going, 10 uncontained large fires, and just over 3,500 people fighting them. Obviously, the best way to avoid those big damaging fires is to not have them. And one way that's done is by prescribed burning, setting controlled fires on purpose to burn up excess fuel. The U.S. Forest Service says 99.84% of those controlled burns go according to plan. But it is, of course, the other 0.16% that is the problem. In northern New Mexico, two burns set by the Forest Service merged last spring and became the largest wildfire in that state's history, which has prompted the federal government to revisit its prescribed burn protocols. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one for us.
The Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire destroyed Luis Trujillo's family cabin in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Then it started moving east.
So the fire was on the mountain ridge that you can see from this window. It was just about to creep into the city.
The city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, where Trujillo's the mayor and a social worker.
The hardest day was around May 2nd, when parts of the town had to start evacuating.
The fire damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes, businesses, and ranches deeper in the mountains, and a few structures on the outskirts of Las Vegas. It never did reach the inner city, but Trujillo says the fire then led to a water crisis. A few miles northwest of Las Vegas, the Gallinas River rushes over a diversion channel.
You want to go down there and see it?
Damian Maestas with the Public Works Department explains water is pumped from here to a treatment facility downstream and then to the reservoirs that supply the city's drinking water. But the Gallinas runs right through the burn scar left by the fire.
As you can see here, we got this netting here to catch the debris.
Like charred branches and vegetation. But the river is still cloudy with ash.
Our water treatment plant is only able to treat almost near perfect water. It was never designed for this kind of contaminants that are in the water now due to the burning.
Mayor Trujillo says the city of Las Vegas needs an entirely new water treatment system.
How do we replace, you know, $200 million of infrastructure?
He's been lobbying for the feds to help because, well, they started the fire.
To me, the insult is that it was man-caused.
The Forest Service says its main mistake was not updating burn models to account for drought conditions, and it's recommended some new, stricter rules for the future use of prescribed burns.
Even as the scientists that study forest ecology and fire science are saying, this is urgent. You know, it's urgent because we're going to lose communities.
Michael Wara is a lawyer with Stanford's Climate and Energy Policy Program. He says climate change makes prescribed burning trickier to get right, but also more necessary. Without it, Wara says we can only expect wildfires to get larger and more destructive. And there's another paradox here.
If there's a prescribed fire and it goes wrong, someone's in trouble.
In this case, the federal government, which is on the hook for billions in recovery costs.
But no one in the Forest Service gets in trouble when there's a wildfire that destroys communities and destroys a landscape. And the fire really occurs because of the lack of management of that landscape over decades.
So there's a penalty for preventative action that in rare cases can go awry, but no penalty for a failure to act.
We're stuck in a negative feedback loop.
Bill Tripp is Natural Resources Director for the Kuruk Tribe in California. He says the Forest Service is working under a backwards incentive structure.
In a major way, because if you're looking at everything from the perspective of what you may, on an outside chance, be liable for,
then you'll make choices that protect your bottom line rather than the health of the forest. Tripp and Wara agree more federal resources are needed for prescribed fire, not fewer. But that's a hard sell in northern New Mexico. Mayor Luis Trujillo expects it will take a decade for Las Vegas's water supply to recover. He says the rural mountain communities that burned will never be the same.
That's not right. It's just not right to say, well, you know, we're sorry, this is the 1.whatever% that got out of, I don't care about the other ones that have been controlled. I care about the one that got out of control.
After what happened here, it's hard for Trujillo to see any place for prescribed fire and forest management. In Las Vegas, New Mexico, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.